Yerushalmi Masa Sheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoroth, Daf Mem Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tev Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the page. Amu Beis Hillel Lebe Shammai. Amu Beis Hillel Lebe Shammai, Ein Atem Moedim Lanu Bepeirush Shulay Nigmim Melachton, Sheyifte Masa Sheni Shulahem, Vayechol Bechol Mokoim, Af Peirush Shulay Nigmim Melachton came. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, don't you agree that produce that was not completed should have its Masa Sheni redeemed and it can be eaten anywhere? And the same applies to produce that was completed. Amar lahem Beis Shammai, lo im amartem bepeirush shelo nigmar melachtom, shehu yochol lehavkirem ulepoitem min hamasos, tomu bepeirush shelo nigmar melachtom, sheino yochol lehavkirem ulepoitem min hamasos. Beis Shammai said back to Beis Hillel, no, for produce that isn't complete, he could declare it hefker, and thereby exempt it from hamasos. Would you say the same for produce that is complete, where he cannot declare it hefker, and exempt it from hamasos? Amar lahem Beis Hillel, af peirush shelo nigmar melachtom, yochol hu lehavkirem ulepoitem min hamasos. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, even produce that is complete can be declared hefker and exempted from masses. V'chein salita einim v'anovim la'achila shemein yochel avkirim l'poitim in a masses. And the proof is from baskets of figs and grapes for eating, which are completed. Certainly they can be declared hefker and exempted from masses. Hada amma salita einim la'achila v'salainovim la'achila gemar melachton hein. This shows that fig and date baskets for eating are considered completed. Amar lahem Beis Shammai, lo im amartem bepeirush shelo nigmar melachton, shehu yochol hotzi aleihem sheni mimakom acher, tomu bepeirush shelo nigmar melachton, sheino yochol hotzi aleihem sheni mimakom acher. And now returning to the Gemara's discussion of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai said back to Beis Hillel, no, produce that is not complete, that was brought into Yerushalayim, can have Masa Sheni separated from them from elsewhere, but would you say it for produce that is complete, that cannot? Hada pashta, she'ela de Rebbe Zeira should say. This can resolve the question of Rabbi Zeira that we had earlier. If a person separated Masa Sheni from another pal that had not been brought into Yerushalayim for a pal that had, is the pal inside now exempt from Masa Sheni? Or do we say that since once it was brought in, the walls already took hold of the Masa Sheni and the Tevel, and it must be separated from that Tevel rather than from another pal? That was his question. The Braitha teaches clearly that according to Beis Shammai, one may not separate from another pile. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Olu Yerushalayim, Nisman Alehem Peiroth, Abikshu, Lefdoisam. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonasan, and Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi ascended to Yerushalayim. They received produce of Masa Sheni and they wanted to redeem them. I should say, Amaloin, Chad Savta, I should say, Avuchoin, Loyhaven Abdin Kain, Ela, I should say, Mafkin, Chus Lachoima, Ufoidinoisam Sham. An elderly woman said to them, your fathers would not do that. They would take them out of the walls of Yerushalayim and redeem them there. Savta have a savra meima, roin as a machitis kilo oilois, veilain, rabbonon have in savrin meima, ain roin as a machitis kilo oilois. Savta have a savra meima, karebi, should say Yeshua, veilain rabbonon, should say have in savrin meima, karebi liezer, should say. She reasoned that we view the destroyed walls if they're standing, the rabbis reasoned that we do not view them as if they're standing. She wanted to follow Rabbi Yeshua, that the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash is permanent, and they wanted to follow Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Pinchas, Mesayevla, Upadala, Du Chashash, Ledoin, Uledain. Rabbi Pinchas would make his produce Tamei and he would redeem it even in Yerushalayim. He was concerned for both of these opinions. If there's still Kedusha, then Tar produce may not be redeemed there and it may also not be removed. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Kedivrei HaTalmid. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi and Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi say that the Halacha follows the words of the student and it refers to the statement in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda quoted from Rabbi Yossi that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree over produce that was already complete. Beis Shammai say that he must return the Masa Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Beis Hillel say that he may redeem it and eat it anywhere. Amar b'zeira ovad b'feirush shehem tevulim l'demai ha'demai adzmai kva tasasu mechitza. B'zeira says that when the Mishnah taught that tevel of demai may be taken in and out and then redeemed outside Yerushalayim, this refers specifically to tevel of demai where its Masa Sheni has not yet been separated. But as for actual Masa Sheni that was separated from Demai, once it was brought into Yerushalayim, the walls absorbed it and it must be eaten there.